We have two transformative events on the horizon in New York City. One involves the arrival of casino gambling, and then you have the looming shutdown of Rikers Island. Neil Barsky, a former hedge funder and Wall Street gaming analyst, argues that Rikers would be a great place for a city casino. Neil is also the founder of the Marshall Project, a nonprofit journalism organization covering criminal justice. He's making his case today in the New York Times. Neil, thank you so much for your time this morning. Give us a few short points here. Make your case. Why would a Rikers casino make more sense than some of the proposals we've heard about for places like Times Square or Hudson Yards, you think?
Yeah, I mean, in survey after survey, people tend to like casinos when they exist to be away from densely populated areas. The theater groups have already come out against Times Square Casino. It causes traffic. You don't want to be next to children. So there is a good social reason to have it apart from the population. And certainly there's massive development already in Manhattan. We don't need it in Manhattan. We need it outside in the boroughs. Rikers Island is a unique... Sorry.
I was going to say continue.
And so Rikers Island is an island, obviously, and it houses this jail that I've been advocating for years the city close. The city's in the process of trying to close it, but there are a lot of roadblocks. A lot of the roadblocks have to do with the fact that the mayor is not 100% behind the closure. This was approved first under the Blasio administration. If the city could find a way to put the casino on Rikers and would own it in partnership with the developer, it could use the proceeds from its ownership to fund a whole array of social programs, job training, low-income housing, all these things that are actually connected to incarceration, and it could grease the wheels for the city's efforts to empty the island of its inhabitants who are incarcerated. And as your listeners probably know, Rikers Island is a horrible, hellish place that really does demand to be closed.
Right.
And this will accelerate that process.
You make the case that the deal can be structured to benefit the city, which would lead, though, to some maybe people rolling their eyes. New York City owning a casino would seem to be just a bad idea all around.
Absolutely. There is a strong social and cultural bias against casinos in New York and in our country. But the casinos are coming. The license has been approved by the state. It's a question of where they're going to be and who's going to benefit. My argument is, since they're coming anyway, the city may as well structure it in a way where the proceeds from the ownership go to, if I may, the neediest people. This is not about whether we're in favor or opposed to gaming. Gaming is coming. The question now is where it's going to be sited and who's going to benefit.
Any reaction so far since you made your case in the New York Times? What are you hearing from people?
Well, the advocates, you know, the people who have been fighting long and hard to close Rikers, by and large, have given me positive feedback. Although, just like your question suggests, there is some concern that, casino gaming is predatory and it discriminates against the poor and the elderly who are most prone to gamble. And as I said, I'm sympathetic with those arguments, but I think they're overridden by the fact that of the huge benefits that would accrue. But, it's early in the day. It's only it's a holiday week, so I think we'll be getting a lot more reactions. I have not heard from City Hall, but I think the mayor is the pivotal person in this process, and I'm very hopeful that he has an open mind to it.
Just to be clear, though, you make the case that Rikers, it sounds like a gradual thing you're talking about, that a casino could go in and that might accelerate or at least provide the money for the city to speed up the pace of the closing of Rikers Island, right? It's not a case of either or do you think we have to tear down, level Rikers Island, and then build the casino first?
Well, as you know, there is a plan already to empty Rikers. There's four jails that are in planning stages to be built in the boroughs to replace and to vacate Rikers. So technically, the city is under a city council bill that will require it to close Rikers by 2027. The issue is that the population has grown. There may not be enough beds. There's a lot of things that are in the way, but I would argue the main thing in the way is the political will of the city. So it is either or. It will either close or it won't. If it doesn't close, then there won't be a casino. What I'm saying is, by having this goal, by having this plan to put a casino there, so much of the financial burden from the new jails could be alleviated. So much of the social ills that are caused by incarceration and crime and public safety can be funded. But it would be either or. They cannot have half the island be a casino and half the island be a jail.
That would be interesting. I think the tourists would come to see that, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Neil Barsky on the line. You can read, he makes his case in today's New York Times for a casino to replace Rikers Island. Someday. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much, Neil.
Thank you.